Hi, welcome to Power of the Middle Podcast. I'm your host, Merle Amos. After years of feeling stuck and letting fear and self-doubt call the shots, I've come to realize that true personal growth comes from embracing the journey and finding value in the middle moments. This podcast is your go-to for real talk. We dive deep into stories, share practical tools, and offer insights to help us break free from playing small and use our voice to live a life more intentionally. Get ready to explore the power of the middle between where you are and where you want to be. Together, we'll navigate the path towards confidence, success, and authenticity. So are you ready? Let's unlock your next level. Hello, and welcome back to the pod. This is just going to be a quick episode on resetting ourselves, refreshing ourselves as we enter in the new season. So a few things to think about is really just reflect on the past season and how you showed up and let go of the judgment of yourself if you didn't get to things that you didn't get to, you didn't hit your goals. Really, I find that we can get so stuck in using our past experiences to dictate our future or to dictate our day. And we can create this whole story around it and sit in shame and judgment. And sometimes judgment is good, where we could be like, I showed up this way and I didn't like the way I feel, so therefore, I'm going to make the change. And sometimes we could just get stuck in that and repeat the story and repeat the story. And then we just keep making the same choices and the same choices. And we look back and time passes so quickly where we look back and we're like, I didn't do the thing that I wanted to do. And therefore, I am this. And then it just leads into this whole cycle. So feel that the message that's coming through today is just to break those patterns, those thought patterns, the thought patterns that keep us in this judgment of ourselves, of I didn't do as good as I wanted to do, or I didn't do the things that I wanted to do, or I didn't show up for myself, and really acknowledging it and letting it go. It's so easy to come on and be like, just let it go. Let it go. Like, we hear that all the time. Let it go. But what does it really mean to let it go? The only way to let things go is if we take a honest look at ourselves. I was listening to this podcast with Gary Vee, and he was asked a question, something on the top three things that he would tell someone today on being emotionally intelligent. And his first one was self-awareness, because he said self-awareness is the gateway to self-love. And I loved that, because self-awareness allows you to take a look at who you are, not what you do, not what your labels are, not what you do for a living, just who you are in all of that. Your dislikes, your likes, your the way you move through things, the way you process things, the way you learn things, just really getting to know yourself and your behaviors and your patterns, and also lean into the behaviors that don't make you feel good, because that's a signal to show you on what can make you feel good. And we get so in our thoughts and in our behavior patterns, and just sitting with all of it and becoming self-aware. Because when you know your likes and your dislikes, or when you know the way you move through things, when you know your strengths and your weaknesses, you use that to your advantage. You are now able to use that towards using your voice more. Like, as a woman, we get so caught up in what we think we should be doing or what everyone else is doing. And we want to be like everyone else at times. And we want to just keep up. And we could really lose ourselves in that process of feeling that we need to be a certain way. And we can get into like caring what people think. But when you know yourself, you step into this like inner power that you're able to just move through all those things with a sense of inner peace. Like, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I will stand for. You know, this is how I will allow myself to respond to certain things. I just find that there's so much inner power and so much contentment in knowing yourself. So self-awareness was his first thing. And his second thing was gratitude. Like, truly just being grateful. And it's so easy to just look around and see everything that we don't have or what is wrong and who has it better. But that's not the whole picture. Being grateful and then also rewiring your thoughts to really look at what's going right and what you do have. And when you operate from that energy of just gratitude, you attract so much more. Even if you don't attract so much more, you just move through your day differently. You just move through conversations differently. Like, just everything just feels a little better. You smile a little more. And he said something so, so important when someone is coming to you and just complaining. He actually gives advice on this where just ask them, who do you have it better than? And then they'll start changing the conversation and being like, well, I have it better than this one and I have it better than that one. Because it's so easy to compare in these days with social media. Just everything is on display. So really just coming back to, again, noticing that you're comparing, acknowledging it, and then coming back to yourself. It's so important to just take that pause and acknowledge what you are thinking and what you are feeling in order to think differently and just feel differently. Because ultimately, you want to operate from a place of trust versus being anxious or versus being in fear. We want to really begin shifting that. And the way to do that is in those moments and in those moments in your day where you start really just going on default. Your thoughts just go on default. We're so wired to look at what's going wrong in our day. We're so wired to look at what's going wrong in our life that we can really also come back, and it's a conscious decision. It's a conscious choice to look at what's going right, to look at how you can move through your day today. So it's the letting go piece really can just be letting go of everything that came before today. If you don't like the way you showed up for yourself, if you don't like certain things, just to let it go and ask yourself in the morning, how do I want to move through my day today? Ask yourself, write it down, and you get to choose how you want to move through your day. You can move through your day with being present, move through your day with love, with kindness. That is the biggest game changer, is you get to choose what you want to hold on to. You get to choose for how long you want to hold on to it. And you also get to choose what you focus on and acknowledge the shift that you are creating each and every day. I just find that you take you wherever you go. So everything around you will shift, and everything around you, there's so much that we can't control. So it's the ability to come back to yourself and recognize that you could control everything inside of you and that you could control you and the way you move and what you eat, the food you put in your body, the way you move, the way you speak, the way you want to think about something. The stories that you tell yourself, that's all in your control. When you begin to really shift those things, everything around you changes because the lens that you're looking at everything changes. That is just so empowering, especially as a woman, to just feel that. So this was another quick episode, which I actually really needed to hear because I've been going on default a little bit more. So just coming back, you know, with all the stressors of the summer coming up and the signups for camp and just all the things that we need to do to wrap up the end of the year and all the programs that we need to sign up for as moms. And it's just, I was going on this autopilot in default where I just really needed to come back to the day that I'm in. And how do I want to move through my day with all these things that need to get done? It's been so refreshing and such a reset to like come back to that. So with that, please let me know if you have any questions, if I could support you in any way. And until next time.